And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Registration is now happening for acting classes in Acting Up in Acadiana at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. There are classes for children, junior high students, high school students, as well as a company class. For information, you can contact the Acadiana Center for the Arts or call Director Amy Wagasbach at 739-4273. And there are still spaces for some of the traditional music classes being offered through the School of Music here at UL Lafayette. Some are available to members of the public. If you're not registered as a UL student, you can take these classes through University College. There is a history of Cajun and Zydeco music that's being offered online. It's Music 360, a beginning button accordion class taught by Nathan Williams Jr., and a beginning fiddle class taught by Brazos Huval. If you're interested in any of those, you can call University College or contact Professor Mark DeWitt in the School of Music. Brian Guidry, curator at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, has put a call out for sketches, drawings, and paintings of McNasby Stadium done under the instruction of Elmer Morgan Jr. in one of his classes. If you have any, you can contact Brian Guidry at the ACA. Season's tickets are available for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season. It has to do with the theme of water. All of the pieces, or at least all of the programs, center around water. Some are programmatic pieces. Some are specially commissioned for the season. You can find out more about the theme of water and their season on their website, acadianasymphony.org, or call their office for ticket information. You're in Town, the musical, and She Kills Monsters, two plays produced by Acting Unlimited Incorporated, continue their runs this week. She Kills Monsters runs tonight and Saturday, and You're in Town, the musical, will run Friday and Sunday. For more information, stop by the Acting Unlimited website or go to their Facebook page. Both of those plays have their own Facebook page as well. The plays are being performed in Burke Hall, Hawthorne Hall, in the theater. The Tea Sippers will perform those star-crossed saps, Romeo and Juliet, in Sunset tonight. That's at 238 Napoleon Avenue. It's called La Place. Actually, tomorrow evening, Friday evening, the 23rd, in Sunset at La Place de Chanticleer. Tickets will be available at the door. The place holds about 600 people, so you can safely get tickets at the door. That's in Sunset, La Place de Chanticleer. Those star-crossed saps performed by the Tea Sippers. The telephone number for Place de Chanticleer, if you're interested in finding out more, is 945-9188 in Sunset. Boom Boom Burlesque will be performed tomorrow evening at the Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette. Boom Boom Burlesque is a troupe of performers who will be putting on burlesque shows throughout the year. Their premier first performance in Lafayette, also a fundraiser, will be tomorrow evening. Feed and Seed, 106 Grant Street. Doors open at 9. There will be an opening band, Rare Luth, and then Boom Boom Burlesque begins at 11 o'clock. Itinerant Theater in Lake Charles will hold auditions for Jesus Christ Superstar this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Lake Charles Boston Academy of Learning in their auditorium. Prepare a song from Jesus Christ Superstar and bring a headshot and acting resume to the audition. For further information, the website is itinerantheater.com. On Sunday, a new independent short film by Misty Talley entitled Ten to Sing will air at Cité des Arts at 4 o'clock on Sunday. That's in downtown Lafayette. Les Vieux film series at Vermilionville continues this Monday. The films are shown every last Monday of the month. The film this month is curated by Emile Ancelet. He has chosen the film Trashed by Candida Brady, which features Jeremy Irons. We will be speaking with the members of the Vermilionville team that helps to keep the Vermilion clean. Joe Vadrine will be coming to talk about the work that they do out there, and Emil may be stopping by to talk about that film as well. That's at Vermilionville, 6:30 this Monday, August 26th, a screening of the film Trashed by Candida Brady. And in Natchitoches, if you're heading up that way on Tuesday, August 27th at the Hanchey Gallery, there are beading mosaic workshops for the Natchitoches Legacy Art Project. This is a part of their 300 years celebration. The beaded artwork will be 48 feet long and 8 feet high. It will be the largest beaded mosaic in the world. So the beading workshops begin this Tuesday, August 27th, and they'll be held on Tuesdays and Thursdays. For more information, you can contact the Cane River National Heritage Area or search for the Natchitoches 300 Legacy Art Project. In Lafayette, United Blood Services will be holding blood drives next week on the UL campus. Classes here at UL begin on Monday, and there will be a blood drive on August 28th, 29th, and 30th, being sponsored by the Student Government Association and the Student Orientation Staff. If you'd like to participate, you can just show up at the bus or contact United Blood Services to schedule an appointment. Acadiana Repertory Theatre Art will present the regional premiere of David Stalling's Barrier Island. It will open on August 30th and run through September 7th at Theatre 810. And we'll be speaking with Stephen Landry from Acting Repertory Theatre next week about the play. Dinner with Friends, a play by Donald Margulies, will open at Cité des Arts on August 30th. The play is being produced by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company, and Cooper Helm will direct the play. We'll be speaking with him next week about that performance as well. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also podcast or listen to archived shows of many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and listen to it there or download it for listening to at a later time. Also, support KRVS very securely at our website. Look at the Pledge Now button or the Support button. Click on it and you can make your contribution very securely to KRVS. And stay tuned to us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock, it's Ira Glass's This American Life. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. And at 9 o'clock, it's locally produced Franco Mix, hosted by Val Broussard Boston. Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat at 10, Afropop at 11, Midnight Snack at midnight, and the Putumayo Music World Hour at 1 o'clock in the morning. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.